This is KCUR 89.3. To say that many educators in Kansas are fed up with state lawmakers would be an understatement. The legislature has been putting a tighter and tighter squeeze on public schools in recent years. This election season, educators across the state are trying to send legislators packing. Abigail Wilson reports.
Lynn Rogers has served on the Wichita School Board for 16 years, and he's frustrated with legislators who act as rubber stamps for Governor Brownback. Rogers says they've passed school funding plans that assume all children have the same needs and repeated talking points about top-heavy administration. So what's Rogers doing about it? Well, he's running for state senate.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
We're out walking today and talking about the campaign, so
absolutely.
Hope we can have your support in August and November, so very good.
The Kansas Association of School Boards estimates that all across the state, roughly 50 current and former school board members, administrators, and teachers are candidates in legislative elections, including Rogers.
So any questions or issues or concerns or anything?
You know, my biggest concern is education in schools.
In western Kansas, it's Stafford Schools Superintendent Mary Jo Taylor. She's running for Senate. In Johnson County, retired special ed teacher Vicki Hyatt is also vying for a Senate seat. English teacher Brett Parker, a seat in the House. South of Wichita, the president of the State School Boards Association, Don Shimkus, is running for Senate. Lynn Rogers, a Democrat, started his Senate campaign last August. And since then, more than 150 teachers and educators have joined him on the trail.
I'm just helping Mr. Rogers, Lynn Rogers, get the word out, and I know you're very active, and I'm sure you're registered to vote.
Linda Zier just retired from 30 years of teaching in USD 259. She's been politically active before, but never to the extent of going door-to-door for a candidate. Decisions made at the state level left Zier with an increasing number of duties and a frozen salary for at least 8 years. Zier recently told her daughter, who teaches kindergarten in Wichita, that the assault on educators has reached a level she has never seen before.
She said to me the other day, "Mom, how did you do this for 30 years? And I said, "You have to understand, the first 25 were supportive. The public was supportive. This last 4 or 5 years is when it's really become a battle against public education in many respects."
The specifics of that battle include the elimination of guaranteed tenure and an attempt to limit what teachers can negotiate for in their contracts. And there's been an aggressive push to use public money for private schools. Lynn Rogers says part of the problem is that school boards, like the one he's been serving on in Wichita, have done too good a job of shielding students and parents from state cuts to public education. And as long as the cuts were basically hidden, no one was calling out legislators. So now Rogers is knocking on doors, telling anyone who will listen that the cuts are not over, and it's to a point now that they're all going to hurt.
So people are seeing that there is an impact, either, you know, fewer bus routes, different start times for their kids, or in some cases even fewer schools if we've had to close schools.
The legislature did avert a statewide shutdown of public schools threatened by the Kansas Supreme Court. But for educators running for office, that last-minute fix doesn't change anything. Kim Palsik is a third-grade teacher in Olathe and a candidate for the 15th House District.
We need every student to have the best possible education. And I don't think this little Band-Aid is going to help us. It will work for this year. The schools will open, and that's what's important, but it's not enough.
And while it was hard for lawmakers to come up with money to resolve inequities between school districts, satisfying the Supreme Court on adequacy will be harder. And no matter what, the legislature will have to come up with a whole new funding formula. Is it going to be a formula that educators like, or one the conservatives teachers are at odds with will get behind? That's to be determined by the outcome of this year's legislative elections. I'm Abigail Wilson in Wichita.